Redditors who've won a lifetime supply contest, how did you win? And how is it going? I won a lifetime supply of coffee beans for having guessed how many beans were in the tall glass jar during a competition. They arrive faster than I can use them, but the beans are high quality and make fun gifts for friends who like to grind and brew. When I was a kid, I won 2 free Blockbuster rentals a month for life. Was awesome for a while, now it's not going so well. Won a lifetime supply of knives. I guessed correctly how many sheets of paper the knife could stab through. After I broke the first 2, I was told my 3rd was my last one. Apparently the knives were supposed to last a lifetime. Not so much one, but my mother-in-law has free broadband for life. Company needed to run a line through her garden. Mill says sure, but I want free internet forever. Hasn't paid a cent in 2 years and the disruption to the back garden was minimal and easily fixed. I have a friend that did an Arby's commercial years ago. They gave him an Arby's card that can be used for up to $20 or $25 a day. It's like a gift card that gets topped off daily. Only bad thing is he can't save the credit to make a big purchase. It has a cap of $25. A friend of mine won lifetime Sonic on a radio contest. Every month he gets a Sonic gift card for $200 and he takes everyone up there for a free meal and spends the rest buying random people's meals. My aunt won a lifetime supply of Rice-A-Roni from The Price is Right. She used to get them faster than she can use them, but now, understandably, she is sick of it, so she just stockpiles them in her Rice-A-Roni closet and donates hundreds of boxes of them at a time. Yes. She has a full closet of Rice-A-Roni. The neighborhood kids love her. I won a lifetime supply of sadness at the ripe old age of birth. Our elderly neighbors won a lifetime supply of Snickers. We have a very large family, parents plus 10 kids, and the summer I was 7 my father was injured at work. While waiting on workers' comp to be paid, our electric, water, and gas was all shut off. Our neighbors ran a hose to our backyard for water, an extension cord for a microwave, and gave us dozens of cases of Snickers. We lived the entire summer on candy bars and ramen. I can't stand the stuff now. Won a lifetime supply of free coffee from a brew shop in town. I guessed correctly how many beans were in a tall plastic cylinder. Shop closed 5 months later. I'm really into competitions, and although I've never won a lifetime supply of anything, I've won a year's worth of cheese. Twice. The first time was 12 vouchers, but for the second one they actually sent me 2 massive cheese wheels. They were like 25 pounds each. I cut them up and filled my fridge and freezer, and the fridge and freezers of my friends, with cheese. It actually froze defrosted really well. I'll be eating that cheese for ages. My friend won free chicken from Raising Cane's For Life chicken finger chain. In order to claim his chicken, he had to present the card given to him. After a few months of free chicken, his wallet was stolen, putting an end to his free chicken. Somebody was very happy when they saw that card in his wallet. Grandpa negotiated free cell service for life for him and his wife when the cell company wanted to put up a tower on his farm. After a few years they started getting charged because the tower was bought by another company and they wouldn't respect the deal. Won a lifetime supply of Chuck Taylor Converse. Basically they sent me 12 vouchers for a free pair of Converse. You could pick high or low top and the color. I think I still have one of the pairs, and the rest I gave to friends and family. I won a year's worth of burgers from Jack in the Box in college. They gave us 156 cards that would literally work for any burger or sandwich on their menu. I gained about 15 pounds and then I started to use them as trading tools to get my stoner friends to do stuff. It started with, if you run down to 711 and get me a Gatorade, I'll give you 1 burger card. Then turned more into things like, you drink that bong water, I'll give you 3 burger cards. It was glorious. The cards definitely didn't last me a year. I won a year's worth of ice cream. The deal is for 1 pint a month. Here's the kicker, I live on the other side of the country from the ice cream shop. My parents love it though. I went to school with a kid whose mom won a lifetime supply of aluminum foil. They wrap everything in foil. His whole lunch every day was wrapped in foil, sandwich, fruit, egg, and then they make one of those baking pouches, and that's his lunch bag. When we had like desert potluck, his cookies came wrapped in foil. I asked him about it once and he said they even wrap all their Christmas presents in it, and they still get too many boxes of it. They give it away to friends and family. My wife won a lifetime supply of pet food for our cat. They didn't even bother sending product, they just tacked another few $1,000s onto the $10,000 cash prize. That was a nice little windfall. The only weird thing was that it was paid as a stack of maxed out Visa gift cards. You can't really pay things like mortgages and credit card bills with what amounts to a credit card, so we ended up using the gift cards for things like groceries. It's pretty amazing how far your paycheck goes when your bill for food and incidentals is effectively zero. I won a year supply of Kraft mac and cheese for trying to win the contest of getting your face on the box. All I wanted to win was the trip to SeaWorld, but all I got was an honorable mention, so mac and cheese for a year will suffice. Edit: yes, I've seen Blackfish and The Cove and every other documentary, but I was 7 at the time, give me some goddamn slack. Obligatory, not me but a friend. A friend of mine won a lifetime supply of pizza from Pizza Hut. They calculated his age, the average pizzas a person consumes per year, did some mathematical calculation and FedExed him a check for $37,000. In my book, he my friend and I were in a competition at an arena football game to win free pizza and beer for a year. The first person to kick a field goal from like 15 to 20 yards would win. Apparently their definition of a year's worth of pizza and beer is 12 24 packs of beer and a large Rocky Rococo's pizza per month for 12 months. We had to pick up all 12 cases of the beer from a distributor at one time, so we had a party. When I was in college, a guy in my fraternity was featured in a Nike running commercial. He was paid a fixed amount and they would randomly send him shoes throughout the 2 years I knew him. After he graduated, shoes still showed up at the house every quarter until I graduated. The funny part of the story is that he was on the university cross-country team, D1, and when he signed the paperwork it voided his scholarship. The coach calls him in his office and berates him for a half hour on how he upped his scholarship. His response was priceless. I have 4 more semesters and Nike paid me enough to cover in-state tuition for that time. Also, I hate running, but I'm good enough to have gotten a scholarship. Now I have school paid for and will never run again. Good luck to you all though. My mother won a lifetime supply of Pez on Let's Make a Deal. It was a few cases of dispensers and candy. Didn't win but received a lifetime pass for a music festival. So far there have only been 2 years of festival, but they just confirmed the third. Two of the best weekends of my life. Would recommend. Edit: received it by attending the festival announcement party. Everyone got an envelope upon entry which clearly had passes in them but said not to open. At the end of the night, if you still had a sealed envelope, they gave you a lifetime pass. I think about 20 out of 200 PPL maybe? I won a lifetime supply of rolling papers, 20 of those big boxes they have at the store. Quit smoking weed a month later to focus on my career. I gave the rest to my local convenience store to sell. They gave me last month I won a lifetime supply of pizza, one a day for the rest of my life, for being a restaurant's 5,000th Twitter follower. Even better, my husband won too. We both followed to make sure one of us was the 5,000th, and didn't realize the prize was for 5,000th and 5,001st. So we both get free pizza for life. Plus, it's really, really good pizza. It's been called the best in the UK by a bunch of food critics and is crazy popular locally. So we're pretty happy at the moment. Edit: for those asking which pizza place it is, here you go. GB Pizza Company. I won a year supply of Chick-fil-A. They gave me 52 meal vouchers. It was pretty cool and I never had any trouble redeeming them. I won a year supply of Whataburger. Won it in a raffle at the opening of a new restaurant. What it really was 52 coupons for free Whataburgers. So basically one burger per week for a year. Edit: because of the popularity, I guess I will expand upon this story. I was 14 I think when my family won this. I am now 17. Once a week my family would go to Whataburger, and because of the terms of the coupon, one person would get the free number one combo and everyone else would get what they wanted, but we would pay. Honestly, they still made money off of us doing this even though they gave away 52 free burgers. I am still glad though, cause it gave us an excuse to eat Whataburger every single week, and who wouldn't want that?